You are now tuned in live. Tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live. Tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay. Showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you?
Hey, step your game up.
Step your game up. Yeah, step your game up.
No doors in my mansion.
Walk right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pour the table closer. Here, rest your feet. Welcome to our home. You want something to drink? Water, sure, we got it filtered, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass. I'll show I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice. We're nervous this night. We built this from the ground up. No doors, only archways. The sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Plus it turns on the mic. You gon' wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, wash closets, some tiles, and on your tool and fresh lyrics. We were about to bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the hottest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
Press play. Yeah.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways. Only archways. Only archways.
Yeah, I'm here for the fix, cause hip hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are loking. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight to hell's archway, astounding heartly. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeple. So we soar like eagles. We're in it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down the well balanced on the seesaw. True hip hop in the day. That's what we saw. Rocking the beast roar. Breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore. Finally it's time for. Minds to shine for. Suns blind like Levelords. Build a shrine for the artists that came before. And pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins. Hit no blunts. Hit no Heineken. It's all good. We'll just try again. In your lyrics you stars but got me sleeping off your coffee. Lounging in your art. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archway,
only archway, only archway.
Okay. My convo is like a $1 million condo. Heft house with bunnies all around. Might mistake for upper left house. Will most never make it past the foyer. Unlike Pastor Troy, you're not ready. Raps is past the point of boiler. The science that drops nuclear fission. Adjust your vision and adjust accordingly for a never ending kitchen. I was born in the fire. Now I'm searching for the frying pan. Cause even Tony Stark was an alcoholic Iron Man. Translation, even heroes gotta try to fly. Storm somewhere over treetops when I rock a vibe. Babies when the wind blows. And when it all falls down like yay. I rebuild the walls in my temple, transparent like windows. Master architect, parabola, parameters. Calculated artist, fresh worth every last quarter in the arcade. So make a mental note of this phrase for when we part ways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archways, archways, archways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archways, archways, archways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archways, archways.
One more again.
Only archways, archways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archways, archways, archways.
No doors on my mansion.
Only archways, only archways, only archways, only archways, only archways. What it do? It's
your boy, Space Age J, a.k.a. J Biggs, a.k.a. Mr. I'm Too Busy for My Own Good. You are tuned in live, for those within the sound of my voice, to Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Divas 5 Radio. Me, myself, and my best friend in the whole wide world, slash my baby mama, slash my wifey in another lifetime, Diva, Ebony B. What's up, babe? What's going on? What's popping?
You already know it's Steppy Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday. That's 5 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. 5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East. We broadcasting this thing internationally. You already know what it is. Call in 347-850-1521. We got Sunset Terrace Music live in the building, helping y'all step your game up. And also, you guys can jump in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotandstepyourgameup.
For sure, for sure. Before we get into any proceeds, I want to take this time out right here and now to extend my condolences, send my prayers out to everyone affected by Hurricane Sandy this past week. You know, it was a lot of damage. A lot of people got set back, and I mean, it's never ending. You know, we got natural disasters all around us. You know, the earthquake hit Haiti, the typhoons in Japan, and it's always going to be something like this that occurs. And what we really need to do is keep these people in our hearts. You know, keep these people in our prayers and in our hearts. You know, I'm not sure if anybody knows, you know, but I got a lot of family up in Jersey, a lot of family in New York. And, you know, they got it real bad up there right now. It's a real trying time. You think Katrina was bad, this is real bad. This is real, real bad right here. You know, I'm talking about bad, like people getting robbed, you know, on buses. Buses of people getting robbed. Subways is flooded. You know what I mean? Coney Island's underwater right now. You know what I'm talking about. It's bad. Just picture Six Flags being underwater. You know, picture Disney World being underwater. That's what they going through right now. So just lift your hearts up, lift your prayers up to these people, you know, and hold them in high regard at this time. But without further ado, let me introduce my guests. You know, I learned from these brothers. These brothers are so talented, and they pretty much taught me everything I know, man. LK and Tilda Dexter of Sunset Terrace. What's going on? What's popping with you?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? What's good, man? Glad to have you.
Thank you. In the house once again.
Yeah, thank you for coming through, doing the interview. You know, it's been too long since the first interview, so you know, I gotta bring you back on there. Until then, you on the line? You with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Just chilling with my fam. How's everything going?
Man, everything is as good as it's gonna get, man. You know, we going through you know, that we trying to recover from Sandy, and you know, other things is going on. You know, the regular life and everything like that, man. What's going on with you? You know, how do you feel?
I feel good, man. I feel blessed.
Oh, that's what's up, man. For everybody who's just tuning in, if you're not tuned in right now, you need to tune in right now. Call us up, 347-850-1521, and press that 1 button to talk to me or talk to Diva or talk to Sunset Terrace. What you just heard, if you've been tuned in from jump, you just heard the song Archways, which was the lead single off the album Sunrise. Double disc album. This is a day and age where, you know, people ain't creative enough to even put out 17 songs on a CD, let alone 2 CDs worth of material in a double disc. So what I need you, everybody out there, to do, I need y'all to support the Sunset Terrace, support that, support Sunrise. Go to iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, Amazon, get that Sunrise album. Go to iTunes and download Archways. That's a real powerful song there. And, let me open this interview up by saying, you know, I feel very privileged to have done that song with you guys. And I just want to, first question I want to know is just, you know, Tilden, like, what gave you the idea to actually want to turn that into a song, you know? Because that's actually, for those who don't know, that's actually is a sample out of another song that came off the same album. So What actually made you want to sample that song? The song was Carpe Diem that we sampled, I believe, and you sampled that and turned it into Archway. So what possessed you to do that, you know?
Yeah, I heard it. When I heard you say that, like you mentioned in another song that we did, it was sort of a spiritual song to me. It just seems like, you know, the doors of the kingdom of heaven, that type deal, going through those doors. Or going through the archways rather than, you know, the doors and so forth. And I just sort of think I was sort of going on the spiritual thing when I put that together. But it sort of transcended to other things, you know, and what King was writing about, what you was writing about, and what I was writing about myself.
I know that's right, man. We all need a little bit of kingdom of heaven and spirituality in our lives at this point in time, these days and times, with given everything the way it is right now, man. It's crazy, man. I want to let everybody know, for those who don't know, actually the song Archways that comes off of Double Disc album Sunrise, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's disc one that it came from. It was on disc one, is the one with Archways and Carpe Diem on there, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I want to let everybody know that what you just heard, yeah, you heard, you know, LK, you heard Tilden Dexter, and you heard me rapping on the song. But let me let you in on a little insider information for those up-and-coming rappers out there. Tilden Dexter is actually the producer of the song Archways, who actually made the beat for Archways. So all that spirituality and that magic and all that love and juiciness you heard on there, in LK's terminology, all of that hospitality you heard on there, that was Tilden Dexter that supplied the backdrop to that. So, you know, holler at Tilden Dexter. You can find him on Twitter, Tilden02, at Tilden02. And my next question, I want to ask you, LK, like, you know, being that Tilden came off on a spiritual tip, you know, with what he was talking about, you know, I think you pretty much, you gave us that nice little lovely metaphor of, you know, just hospitality, letting somebody in your crib and, you know, being good to your guests. So, like, I would take it that the song kind of rubbed you, it spoke to you in a different way, or, you know, were you feeling the spirituality that Tilden was saying? Like, what? How would you say that the song grabbed you?
Yeah, because my whole take on the song was kind of like seeing the archway as like an entryway into our music and into Sunset Terrace. And since that's the first song on Sunrise, I just took the opportunity to kind of like invite all the new listeners basically into our house of music. And that was kind of like my take on it.
That's what's up, man. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I think that Archways was a real powerful song, you know. I love the song. If I could ask you to, what would you say is your favorite song off of that disc one, off the Sunrise album? What would you say is your disc one? Is it Archways, or would it be something else?
What are you asking me?
Yeah, both of you guys. Well, LK first, what would you say is your favorite song off of the Tilden-produced disc one?
Wow, that's tough. I would have to say, for me, it would be One Shot.
Oh, One Shot. Yeah, that was a tough song. It had a big, kind of big sound to it. Yeah, that was a pretty good song. That was a tough song. Tilden, what do you think? Like, what would you say? Because you made the whole CD, you know. You made
So. Man, I have a lot of favorites on that CD, to be honest with you. But I would say the first song on that CD, which you just heard, Archway. It just meant more to me for some reason. Something about that guitar playing throughout that whole track, you know what I'm saying? It just made me feel a certain way. So that song, definitely. And probably the second one would be, or, you know, something, but the track to come close to that would probably be like A New Dawn, which is the second track on that CD. And
yeah,
the reason why
New
say,
Dawn was a pretty tough song as well.
Yeah. Then the reason why I say that because it was sort of the whole backdrop of that whole CD. And if you guys recall, it was on the first beats I sent you, and you know, and first idea, on the first ideas I sent you guys, and how I described how I wanted the CD to sound like or to be about or whatever, it was like us going to, you know, hip hop going to a new dawn or new era, going back and forth again. So, you know, coming, aiming again is a term I use. Like, you know, we've come so far where we have transcended all, you know, pretty much that whole, you know, back in the day joint, and then moved on up with the new stuff, you know. So it's like
yeah.
It's our time again. It's our time again, and that's the whole purpose of that CD. It's like it's our time. Okay, we didn't make it, you know, early on, but I think we can do something with this now. So that's like it's a new dawn. This is what we need to do. Okay, it's our time.
Wow. Yeah. That's profound. That's profound right there. And it's fun. It's funny you should mention that. Speaking of just, you know, all the time invested in everything like that. I know of course, but I wanna, you know, get you guys to just explain it to the listeners out there. Like, you know, you guys ain't no like, you know, just happen to stumble bumble into the studio one day. Like, you guys have been at this for a while, you know, right? Like, I learned a lot from you guys. So like, how, you know, basically where did this start? Like, where did it come from for the people that don't know? What's the history of everything? I should say.
At 609-888, we see you. 880, we'll see you. We're about to get to you.
Oh, okay. Well, LK, can you just answer that for me real quick? Like, what's the history? You know, can you give us a little bit of background on, like, how Sunset Terrace came to be? Yeah.
Well, first of all, me and Tilton go way back to a group called Wicked City. It was an 11-member rap group, and we released the album way back.
Wait, 11 members? 11, like Wu-Tang 11 members? Like 11 different people? That's crazy.
Yeah, 11 different people, 11 different styles, 11 different flows, 11 different personalities.
They had that Wu-Tang going on. That's what's up. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
So back then we released a self-titled album called Wicked City. So I'm going to shout out to all my Wicked City family, too.
Shout out to the Wicked City, yeah.
And then after Wicked City, I did a solo album. Did that solo album called Unsolved, which was dedicated to my brother that passed away. And then from there on, me and Tilton hooked back up and started working on a couple of tracks. And then after that, my cousin that came to me told me that he had met somebody, which just happened to be you. He was the connect that got me and you together. I'm talking about Jay Big. We hooked up.
Oh, right, yeah, with Kevin, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So we hooked up and started doing some music with Tilton. And it was just like everything that started to blend together good. We started doing a couple of tracks together. And then from there on, we just became a group and started working together on tracks. And we did our first album, which was entitled A Prelude to Sunset Terrace. Did that, put it out there, dropped like 7 singles for it, did 5 videos for it, and it did lovely. And so now, here we are now with our new album entitled Sunrise.
Yeah, that's, hey, and everybody go get that Sunrise and everything. Let's go to call lines. Steven, you got the call line for me.
Let's open it up. 609-880, you're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturday with Sunset Terrace Music. Holla at us.
Hey, it's Bree. I was just calling to show love. I seen your tweet.
Oh, my girl Bree Shine. Hey, everybody, this is my girl Bree Shine. Shout out to Bree. You know, she's a survivor. She's over there in Jersey, too. You know, can you, matter of fact, while I got you in, can you tell us a little bit about, like, you know, I mean, you say you weren't really affected. You from Jersey, she's from Jersey, it's a Jersey thing going on. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, your experience with the hurricane while I got you on the line? Like, this, you know, Was it real bad for you up there? Cause I mean I know how bad it was for me here, but I can't imagine like being underwater nowhere. Like,
well, in my area, it basically really wasn't affected. Like, I still had my power, but for the most part, all my friends that I've seen that contacted me, a lot of them didn't have power. A lot of them had trees almost fall in their house. There's a lot of flooding. Most of the damage was kind of like in North Jersey, and I know they don't have any gas, so they're having to try to figure out where they can get gas from. And I'm telling them, you know, everybody can get gas here. I don't know what they're going to do about the gas situation, but it's crazy that they don't have any gas at all. And then
I know,
having to
right?
go to work.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, how do you get the, how do you do anything without, you know, driving a gas or a subway, anything? Like, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. But to me, like, I see the damage is done. But when I lived in Florida, I was back in Jersey. I've been through worse hurricanes, so I already know how they feel. And they got their power back sooner than what we got our power. I went 2 weeks without our power. And when our power went out, we had to cook our meat on the grill. And we actually had to eat MREs, like we were in the military and everything like that. So it is very, it's something, it's very crazy. And then the fact that we have a hurricane up here is crazy.
Hmm.
Well, we got 911 with
them, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you call it on a real good day, because we got Sunset Terrace music on the line. Cause my people's, you know, say hi to Sunset Terrace.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Bri?
Good, so, how are you?
I just want to, got my man LK, my man Tilden Dexter. I want to let you know I appreciate you calling in, but I want to ask you guys, like, what is your take on this whole hurricane? Like, how does that make you feel, you know? Do you have any family that might be affected by up north or whatnot?
Yeah, it's
crazy. I'm sorry, I was referring to question to LK and Tilden Dexter. Like, do they have any family members up north that's affected by the hurricane, and what's their take on it?
Yeah, fortunately for me, I don't have, fortunately for me, I don't have a lot of family. I do have a niece that lives up there. She just moved up there, but I don't think she, as far as she said, she wasn't hit or affected as much as others were. Her power did go out, but, you know, she's still above water and whatnot, so, and that's pretty much all the family I have.
Okay.
And 909 and 202, we see you. I just want to jump in there real fast and bring to light how Chris Christie is being so humble now. So his whole demeanor has changed towards Obama. Because remember, 4 years ago, it was basically F Obama. We don't need Obama here. We ain't beef for Obama. But now you see Chris Christie, you know, now he all humble. He want to have one of the humble face. He want to, you know, talk and network with Obama right now. But I want y'all to pay attention to that. I want y'all to pay attention to how his whole style just changed up. And Chris Christie had a part with the Abbott program is when children can start school 3 years and under. And there was an Abbott program that he had incorporated in Newark, New Jersey, and Essex County, where the kids who were 3 years and younger can go to child care and the state will take care of it, or you'll get a reduced rate. But and then he ended up snatching those programs right before Obama got elected, if not after Obama got elected. But look how humble he is right now. I just wanted to put that out there, Chris Christie. You a punk chick. Word up. Step your game up. Chris, let's see you. Yeah, I know I was going to put his Italian meat on the roast. We got 909 and 202. We see you on
the let's go to 909. Let's go to 909. Bree, let's stay on the line, Bree. We're going to come back to you in a second. Stay on the line.
909-358, you're now live on Step Your Game on Saturdays. Holla at us.
Hello, 909.
909-358, can you hear us? All right, cool. All right. That's all right.
Let's go to
202.
Hello? All right.
Hello?
Hello?
This is 202-904. Can you hear us?
What's good, Queen?
Oh, that's genius. What's up, King? What's going on, baby? I'm back.
Nothing much. Doing the knowledge, doing the knowledge. What up, figure I call in and show my support. What up, Jay?
What's going on, man? I'm glad you can make it on the show. I got Sons of Terrace, the group, you know, my homies, my pretty much my mentors, man, my A likes, my everything, man, just everything. Everything is everything. Got them on the show today. We're doing a little interview, you know, say what's up to Sunset Terrace.
What up, man?
LK and Stoughton Dexter.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
Yeah, for
I
everybody.
Mean, I heard some of y'all work, man.
Oh, thanks, man. How'd you like it?
It's definitely cool, man. I definitely will be spending it.
Appreciate it.
I think it's great on the Sunrise album with Dynamite. That's my favorite joint.
Oh, right. Yeah, Dynamite. Dynamite, actually, I think it's off the Prelude. The Prelude, the Sons of Terrace, is off the previous, the debut album. Man,
okay.
We got so much material. It's ridiculous. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot
more
to come. Yeah. While I got you on the line, Genius, because you are originally from, I believe, Brooklyn? You say you're from Brooklyn?
Yeah, Flatbush.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you about, like, you know, since you're on the line, you know, have you heard from any of your peoples up there affected by the hurricane?
I heard from a lot of my family members right now. I got 12 family members that are without homes right now. You know
what I'm
saying? Oh, wow. And I got a few others who are just, you know, without power. I mean, it's a bad situation. Basically, when it all happened, you know, the main focus for the relief was basically directed towards the rich areas, basically. You know what I'm saying? Manhattan, you know, was one of the first places that, you know, the relief went to. But they overlooked a lot of places in Brooklyn, Staten Island, Long Island, you know what I'm saying, Queens, you know, and even some parts of the Bronx, upstate New York, you know, and Jersey was hit real bad. Even my family that's in Jersey, you know, going through a lot. And I'm sure, Queen, your family probably has experienced some, you know, some things there as well, you know. And you would think at times like this that it would bring people together. But I can honestly tell you right now, there's no real unification. We got people robbing and looting, you know what I'm saying, trying to kill each other over gas, you know, over water in a store, you know, things like that should never happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was telling LK earlier. It was similar and reminiscent to me, and I was just like a little sprout, you know, back in the day when this happened. But to me, it was similar to like the 92 LA riots, you know, along that magnitude to me at least. That is reminiscent to me of that, you know, when they start talking about looting, robbing people, you know, for the bare necessities and whatnot. It's crazy, you know, to me. And I like, it's really humbling for me because, like I was saying on Facebook the other day, like we, my wife Tina and I, we were waiting in line just to vote for 4.5 hours, and you got people that's waiting for hours to get gas, like something simple, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a real eye-opening, humbling, heartwarming kind of, you know, really get your eyes way open, you know, when something like this happens. And it brings me to a real deep song off of the album. I want to talk to you guys, Sunset Terrace. I want to talk to y'all about the song "Heal the World," which seems really appropriate right about now. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, "Heal the World" is definitely a heartfelt song. Tilton did a wonderful job of producing this song, and we have another artist by the name of Reggie Mack.
Yeah, shout out to Reggie on that, because that was a beautiful hook he provided on there. And how long has Reggie been, been an artist, been around, you know? Can we talk about that?
Well, Reggie, he goes all the way back to this group called Day Today, which used to be signed by Salt-N-Pepa back in the day. And he's actually he's actually the guy that sings the lead part on Shoot. That guy that sings, "Hey, I wanna shoot, baby." Yeah, that's Reggie with it.
Oh, that was him in the beginning. Oh, wow, yeah.
So he's a very talented singer, very talented writer, producer. We just feel very blessed to get him on there to sing the hook for this song. And, you know, like I said, Silk did a wonderful job producing it. And got some very heartfelt, you know, serious lyrics that definitely hit home to people that's going through trials and tribulations right now.
Yeah. Then, why I think you got it planned already. Let's get into Heal the World. Let's play Heal the World for the people on Step Your Game Up Saturday. Let's turn that up. That's what I'm serious. Let's turn that up.
The madness of this world cannot be conquered by all the power in this world.
Yeah. When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again, then sin after sin, time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping the nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. Nation famished, facing recession, no jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Squeeze out, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy says, "Don't we too young to comprehend the pain so deep?" He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block, man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make a home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedy's all in the blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking kind of dim, still involved in the hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody from medical benefits. In a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How years dropping out of cane, write their name legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge. Gaze, I judge, hate prejudice. And blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Because we let our beards grow, we terrorists now. Waste of taxpaying dollars trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards. Add that up. 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having this baby is not a commitment. It's the 18th season, sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long-term suffering. Closing schools down. How they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of invisibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't talking hate this dog for. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need. Healing.
millionaire. Guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from where I'm from.
Times got hard. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", like brown skin. Coming from the university. Lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much game. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch, fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Tried to be your friend. Turned out that you were shady. I'm trying to get lonely.
Coming from where I'm from.
Don't seem what they seem to be.
Coming from where I'm from.
Time to get a little angry.
Coming from where I'm from.
Time to get the best of me.
Diva Ebony B live in the building with Sunset Terrace Music. Of course, we got Jay Biggs holding us down, a.k.a. on Twitter at CJJ. Be sure to follow him. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. Big shout out to Anthony Hamilton coming from where I'm from. We just played that hot track right there. And the one we played before that was Till the World. Big shout out to all my East Coast, everybody that was affected by Sandy. Just keep your head up, man. Sometimes you got to moan. Got a moan for him. That's my boy, man. I love Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I feel like, I don't know, it was like 2 years ago, you know what I mean? My mama, you know, we found out she was, you know, sick, you know, but she was, eventually they diagnosed her, she was terminally ill with lung cancer. And, you know, that song right there is just, like, one of those real songs. Like, I just listen to it, and I just think, like, yeah, at that time, like, when that hit me, I don't know. I think, I don't think anybody's prepared to lose they mother, But I mean, I was, when I say I was really, I didn't know how I was going to live, you know, because I had just, like, been up under my mother so long, you know what I mean? And that song right there, like, that's one of those songs I played, you know, and just had to, like, just cry, like, to myself, you know. I'm being real for y'all, you know what I mean? I had to just cry a little bit, man, just to myself and just, like, I mean, just like a baby. You know, like a baby that's neglected. I was just crying and bombing it out and just letting it all go, you know. And that's just one of those songs, man. It's just sometimes you got to be like that in life, you know. It's just rough. It's real rough, you know. But enough about my little introspection and everything like that. Let's get back to this Sunset Terrace music, talking to my fellas Tilden, Dexter, and LK. And I want to bring up something that actually I read. It was on a review site called rapreviews.com, spelled just how it sounds, rap reviews. And shout out to them. I want to pick your brains a little bit about, you know, what the review was, which is actually, it's the review for the debut album from Sunset Terrace. It's called A Prelude to Sunset Terrace. You can find that on iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, and all the like. But basically, the reviewer there, he said he made a real interesting point, which I come across a lot when I listen to, like, especially when I'm dealing with, like, spiritual influence music, positive music. You tend to find people that when they do that type of music, it's like real, you know, dry and just it doesn't really get away from whatever the message is. You don't have fun with it. You don't, you know, people that just, they don't have fun. They don't party. It's like, you know, like you're almost listening to something like you're in the army. Like, sir, yes, sir. You know, do this. Sir, yes, sir. You know, don't drink this way. Hold your fork with your right hand. Sir, yes, sir. That's how it strikes me. So I just want to ask you guys, like, how do you come up with music that is positive, but at the same time, it's fun? You see what I mean?
So I think in my case is that the music or the lyrics that I do, I just basically try to write from the heart and be clever with it, be funny with it sometimes, but just try to make the music more interesting than just sitting there and just preaching to somebody. I mean, sometimes when you sit there and you preach to someone through your lyrics, sometimes you like turn them off. But if you give it your own experiences and maybe putting it in a different way, where this is what happened to me, don't let this happen to you, they receive it better. And also my whole thing is that now feels like to me that all the hip hop artists, they come out and they be basically saying the same thing. It's like they only got like four different topics that they can write on now, and that's just like money and hoes, guns and drugs.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you got to be more creative than that and try to come from some different angles.
I'm sitting there, I'm reading the review actually right now, and Tilden, the reviewer, his name is Eric Sirota. And his actual quote from his review, he compares the group Sunset Terrace to artists like Mos Def, De La Soul, and Delphonic. I know you got to be familiar with, like, you know, well, Yasiin Bey, as he likes to call himself now. You got to be familiar with Mos Def. You got to be familiar with De La Soul. Do you think that that's a real accurate comparison, and why? Why is that? Matter of fact, let me go one step further. It says a little bit before that the production is compared to producers such as Prince Paul, Danger, and Danger Mouse. So, like, do you feel like that's an accurate comparison as far as, like, the lyric content and then the production content, you know, and why would you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. If you listen to a lot of our stuff, it's very it's old schoolish, and anybody would tell you that. What I mean by that is it's pure, You know what I mean? It's original. It's different. And another artist I like to throw out there is KRS-One. You know, we don't do a lot of preaching and all that stuff in our lyrics, but we do keep it, you know, we do keep it clean, keep it conscious, if you know what I mean. And that's the way I've always been. And you have to basically be true to yourself, to be honest with you. I mean, that's the only way I know to be. I mean, I don't use profanity in my lyrics because that's just not who I am. So I'm not going to go out there and pretend to be somebody that I'm not. Like I hear a lot of these guys doing these days, you know what I mean? And you gotta be true to yourself, man. Just be, you know, and whoever, you know, whoever latches onto that, that's fine. And whoever don't latch onto it, that's fine also. Just keep on moving, you know what I mean?
Then that brings up, that's an interesting thing. That brings up an interesting point because it's like, you know, I listen to the music, you know, of course I write to the music and I do the music with you guys, and it's like you don't curse at all, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, don't you ever get that urge one day, like, you know, you talking about a certain topic, and you just like that, you know, expletive or whatever would fit right there, or something like that. You know, what keeps you from not needing to curse in the music or not needing to use the vulgarity and the profanity? What keeps you from that?
And we'll go to the call lines after we answer the question. We got more.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm putting it out there for everybody. You talking about a group that just doesn't no profanity, no vulgarity, no as you know what I mean? Like none of that.
Right.
So
can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, for me, you just said when I listen to the radio, you hear a song with a whole bunch of profanity and stuff in it. It gets blanked out on the radio. So you listen to a song and the artist, he might be rapping and stuff, but then it goes blank for a while because he says a profanity or something like that. And then it comes back and the artist rapping. Then it goes blank because it's getting bleached out again. So my whole thing is, why are you going to waste lyrics on that when it's going to get bleeped out on the radio anyway? You might as well use that space to write something more meaningful to get your lyrics across to make the song even better. I mean, see, that was my whole thing, is when I hear songs on radio, I hate to hear songs where the lyrics are getting bleeped out every couple of minutes and stuff like that. And then also,
yeah, that is kind of annoying, ain't it? Like, you listen to it and then it's like an obvious, like, what kills me is like the obvious bleeping. Like, you know, I think it was a song that T-Pain came out with not too long ago. It was like, the song was like, you know, I step up in the club, the ladies be like, who the bleep is that? Like, you know what he's saying. So what
people are sitting there singing a song too, talking about such and such and such, and then another.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's like, what's the use? Stupid. Like, couldn't you have said another word? And you know, it was just that obvious, that easy. You know what I mean?
And I really just said too that me and Tilton wasn't always like this, because on the Wicked City album, I mean, it had much profanity on the Wicked City album.
Wow.
So back then we was kind of like in that mode where we was cursing this stuff. But one thing that got me is why we get around family and little cousins and, you know, grandparents and stuff, and they'd be like, yeah, we hear you doing music. Let us hear what you're doing. So let us hear some of your songs and stuff. And
you
so
just
it was like,
I can't even
before.
Play this right here.
Yeah, I couldn't play nothing that
play
real
this.
Good about. No, I couldn't play nothing before him. So I was just like, man, it just seemed unnecessary to do.
Yeah. All right, let's go to them call lines. Let's see what the call lines is talking about real quick before we get to the next question.
Let's go on. And for everybody that's on the phone line who want to be able to get heard, just press the 1 button. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. We got Jay Real. The Real is up in the thing right here, baby.
Yeah. We trying to get in. What's going on? This is Jay Real. The Real is. How's everybody doing this evening?
Doing good, man.
Man, I've been listening to the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I was going to let you know, you're on the line with our special guest of the evening. It's @SunsetTerraceMusic. You can follow him on Twitter. And these are my like mentors and guys I came up, you know, that taught me the ropes of this hip hop thing, you know. So say what's up to Sunset Terrace.
How y'all feeling today, gentlemen? It's really a pleasure and an honor to be online with y'all.
Definitely, man. We feeling good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm out here. I mean, I could be in Jersey, you know, but I'm in South Central Los Angeles, man. So the weather's pretty calm out here, man, you know. Just other things that's rivaling up, you know. But I definitely had to call up and listen to the show since we started. And I wanted to say to you guys, first of all, that your passion, I'm loving and feeling your passion for this music. You know what I'm saying? I know that he had asked you a question about how you stay, you know, being the way you are and not diverting. And I think the reason for that is just the passion for what you're speaking on and what you're talking about and your passion for change. You know, and another thing I wanted to interject is about how you said about the cussing and not being able to cuss because, you know, not just of being different, but you said, why not fill those spaces with something more meaningful? And if you listen, you know, I do music too. I do hip hop, and I don't use a lot of cuss words. You know, if I use a cuss word, it's because I'm meant to use the word. Now, I think that if you use a cuss word, it's because lack of vernacular. You do not have the words to display how you feel. You cannot reiterate through your mouth about how you feel in your mind or your heart. So for lack of that, you have to use a cuss word. You have to say ass 20 times because you really have no, your vocabulary does not stress that far. And, you know, I'm not trying to rag on nobody's intelligence, but we just look at intelligence as what it is. And intelligent people just don't walk around calling each other bitches and hoes, tricks and tramps, and assholes of what it is and thinking it's cool, you know. And I just wanted to interject on how good I feel to hear OGs come on the line and speak, because I'm a younger artist, I'm a younger hip-hop artist, and probably coming out of the next generation after when you guys did your thing in the first place, and it's like motivation to be able to hear the OGs, the original people who've done it, not lose their way. You know, it lets me know as a young artist, it doesn't matter what's hot at this time, you know, as long as I remain real and remain conscious, then I can awaken mine.
That's what's up, man. That's profound. I mean, you say you're the new generation. You sound pretty profound and wise to me, brother. I want to stress the fact that, like, I don't want to alienate anyone who does, I'm going to say that they curse or they do so in a more artistic and not, you know, like they just deliberate with it type of manner. I particularly myself, I'm speaking against the people that just I'm going to use the example. Big Sean, for example, has a song where the hook is ass, just saying ass, and then he turns the pitch down, and he turns the pitch up, and he just say ass like 15 times in a row, and that's your hook for your song. And I'm just like, you know, I can talk about a woman's backside, and it could be, I can describe a woman's figure, and it could be a lot more, you know, wise and a lot more, it'll build her up versus just objectifying that woman. And that's the thing that irks me the most, you know, and when cats use that type of terminology and use that language, just, and it's so, it has no direction to it whatsoever. That really offends me. And those are the cats I'm trying to address. Jay Real, can you let everybody know what you know, your Twitter and information where they can find you at? Because, you know, I'm sure Sunset Terrace going to want to hook up with you.
Man, I appreciate it. Just to overlook and maybe you hear a song and just give me some feedback. That's enough. But you can get at me at Jay Real, the realist, DA realist, .blogspot.com, or you could just Google it, /Twitter/Facebook. And definitely, it's conscious rap, conscious hip hop. You know, we do our thing, like you said, we do our thing in the street, so we do have our music for that. But as long as we know it's a time and a place for everything, and we don't forget the message and the struggle, then, you know, go ahead and follow me and hit my music up, man. You know, I'm trying to do big things out here coming from a West Coast standpoint.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Hey.
Do you have LK? Do you? I'm sorry, Tilden. Do you have anything you want to say? You know, while we got Jay Real on the line, to any of the callers that we had so far.
Well, I would like to express my gratitude for guys who, folks that are, that really accept our music and understand where we're coming from, and can relate, you know, to the struggle. And I want to talk about the struggle of hip hop. You know, we've been doing our thing for a long time, and I think finally now we've been beginning to get a little recognition for the things that we do. And I really appreciate all you guys' support for that.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to bounce on what y'all was saying about the whole cursive thing, being positive and, you know, meaningful lyrics thing. And I just want to say that basically also just try to change the culture of hip-hop. It's like everybody still look at hip-hop as dead, like a negative thing, and these artists have all these, so they might say that they're not role models, but they really are role models for all these young kids and stuff coming up. And
yeah, that's true.
But lately, for me, like coming up in hip hop, I think it had more of a balance back then, but now it's like there's no balance in hip hop no more. So basically, we just try and bring that balance back and sit something out with some meaningful lyrics, you know, stuff you can still have fun and do what you do, but do it in a more positive way.
Yeah, for sure.
Music was always good. Music should come from the heart and the soul, and that's why a lot of people say, oh, people using records and they sampling, they bite in. It's a thin line between biting and paying homage, and I think a lot of people, a lot of new artists, and some older artists sort of realize that when you're using someone else's music or you're paying homage to an artist or to the culture, it's so important that you listen to the track that you're thinking about sampling before you put anything on it, because there's nothing worse for me to hear a classic beat or a classic track and hear people talking about garbage over it. And big shout out to Young AJ. He got that song with Trick Daddy, I'm On My Job, and he used the Turn On Some Music intro. He used that sample for the intro of his record, and I want to give this to y'all right now because it's so smooth.
It's just like music. Ooh. Music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam onto the music, baby.
Music
I'd
makes
like
a
jam,
happy day.
Jam, get funky, funky, funky.
The music makes
so
the
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And shut my eyes. Your music makes me want to sing.
The
music is a joy to bring.
Hey.
Music is my heart and soul.
Smoke
precious than gold.
Southern Smooth.
Now you hear something like that, tell me it ain't gonna put you in a out of space good mood. Like that's
yeah.
Funky. Damn.
Yeah.
And 1 minute and 10 seconds. What did
yeah.
it take you in 1 minute and 10 seconds of just hearing that?
Yeah,
so.
you just
change
like,
your life.
Yeah, just open my nose up. Just my sinus is clear right now. Like you got me in a whole nother state of mind. Like I was about to go somewhere else with the interview. Now I'm all happy and mellowed out. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
Nah, you good. You know, I'm just, matter of fact, I'm just winging the script. You know, I'm gonna let it flow. You know, that was profound. Let me throw this out there for you guys, since I'm all in another zone with it. You know, I'm gonna have to make y'all think a little bit. You know, as far as Sunset Terrace, fellas, we mostly just, you know, I want to say for me, you know, mostly just been using a lot of, LK was doing a lot of the production on a Prelude, the debut, and now we got Tilden to produce a disc off of Sunrise, and LK did a disc off of Sunrise. So we use a lot of, you guys use a lot of in-house. So just My first thing I want to ask is if there was like any at any point in time or any record, you know, you could reach out and for those who don't know, who haven't been introduced to Sunset Terrace music, the music is, it has samples to it, and it is some tracks that do not have samples to it. So you're talking a lot of different bases for music. Some people, such as RZA or Kanye West, they find their production based mostly around using a lot of samples, speed up samples, slow down samples, chopped up samples. You have other producers such as Just Blaze, who Just Blaze, or matter of fact, Swiss Beatz comes to mind, who play everything, just play all the instruments. So my question for you guys is, on a production standpoint, what do you prefer? Would it be sampling or playing the music out?
Well, let me answer that first for myself. I do a little bit of both, but
what do you what puts you in that state of mind, just like that sample we just said? When you can flip a sample like that, and it just makes you feel your blood just starts to curdle and rush a little bit. It's almost like a high. Like what makes you feel like that? Would it be the sample, or would it be like actual playing it out, like playing every single drum pattern?
What it is is. I come up with an idea, and I use samples based on what I'm trying to articulate in my music. So I'm not going to go to a sample. I'm not going to go just use a sample just to use it. If it doesn't bring out what I'm trying to articulate, then I'm not going to use it. And for me, especially later, you know, especially with the Jay-Z Attic product, that's a project I'm working on for you, you'll hear that all the drums, the drum patterns, are all created from scratch. I didn't use any samples with regards to that. I'll use some vocal samples, but then I'll also add to that. When I use samples, most of the time I would say 70 or 80% of the samples I use, I think you guys can attest to that, it's actually us already. You know, I use our own vocals in those samples.
Yeah, let's talk
Let's
talk about that. That's an interesting thing. You got a lot of people that reach back and find like a really old obscure soul sample, or James Brown, or you know, something like that was Marvin Gaye just now. How do you? Cause I'm curious myself. How do you, at least as far as Sunrise, like I said, as far as Archways, you sampled that out of Carpe Diem, which is also on the same album. So how do you like? You know, what possesses you to, like, pick the sample, like, to say I'm going to sample you and your verse?
Yeah.
Like, I like this line. Let me make this a loop and make this the hook. Like, where does that come from, that creativity?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
where does that come from?
You know, well, I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from you guys being very, I mean, nice in your lyrics, nice in your delivery. Because what I hear from a lot from you and myself as well, I sample myself also. What I hear is slick stuff. I hear stuff that I think will go well over beat. You know what I mean? Go well over bass line. Something that if repeated, you know, during a hook, it sounds tight. You know what I mean? So I listen for stuff like that. So as I'm listening to you flowing, like, okay, that was, I like the way he said that. You know? And then let me. I wonder if I chop it up a little bit and present it in this way. Can I create another song? You know? And a lot of times I do. You know, and you can hear yourself in there. You might not hear yourself the way you laid it down, but you hear yourself in it. If I'm gonna do a lot of sampling, the main reason why I sample a lot of our stuff is to go. I hate to go through that process of clearing samples and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Paying money to other folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I figure, okay, got some stuff here. I don't need to, you know, pay anybody for this. Let me go ahead and chop this up, throw this in here, and make a hit out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to go over to LK, and I want to ask him about I'm honestly, like I said, I work with you guys on the regular, and it's a pleasure and a privilege. And one thing has just been irking me while we're on the subject of sampling. One thing has been bothering me from the beginning, from the very beginning. I'm talking Prelude, while we still on Prelude. where the hell did the sample from Dynamite came from? Because I'm like, I can't find it, and I never heard it, and it's just, you know, where did that come from?
Actually,
let's get into the secrets, the nitty gritty. Where did you get that from?
909, Jay Real, your mic is open too.
I want to know where the goodies coming in at. I mean, the backdrop.
I'm just, I ain't going to lie, I'm just writing the verse and spitting it. You know, when the beat come in, I just write the verse and spit it. So it's like, I don't see where the sample come from. I don't see him on the MPC. I don't see him on anything. I just get the beat and I spit the verse and I'm gone. You know, so, like, I want to know where that sample came from. Because when I heard it, it's like, I heard the thing and I was like, you know, it's crazy. Do you got Dynamite? You got the track, right? Play Dynamite. I want him to hear this. This is serious. This is real. That track is tough. I need y'all to understand where I'm coming from.
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jay Real. I wanted to make a quick comment on just a quick comment, and like you said, we artists, man. You know, our passion is in putting the bars down, you know, really taking what how I write personally, I do exactly that. I take from what the producer gives me. You know, whatever a lot of people like, man, you know, you got songs that tell stories, you got songs that make specific points, you have songs that's just stupid bars, and then you've got songs that do this and that. And they're like, where does your creativity come from? Like, how do you come with different aspects? And I always tell my producers, you know, what my producers bring me, it ignites something in me, and then I wind up going in the dungeon and taking it. It's like a decathlon, you know, when they hand the bar off. It's like when they perfect what they've done, then they hand it off to the next individual,
yeah,
which is the art, from the producer to the artist. So, to me, I mean, honestly, that's a good question, because as an artist, and I've seen my producers, like I said, I have twin brothers. They're 27-year-old twin brothers that produce my tracks, and I've seen them both get in there at one time and do their thing. And I could never imagine that as an artist, the level of responsibility that a producer, like handling that level of responsibility, even though it's like a lot of people always say, you know, some people say it's the beat, some people say it's the lyrics. I think it's a combination of the producer and the artist and what they bring to both areas. And when you can find that type of connection, then it's like it's easy, because as producers, I'm pretty sure you guys, you know, or as artists, I'm pretty sure you guys, like some of the producers you deal with, automatically know when they get done with a song, this is for you, you are in mind. You're the individual in mind, because they could literally hear you, or I've even had some producers tell me that they've made the song specifically because they thought it was something that I would sound good to as an artist. So it is a very good question. It's like, where does that inspiration to create sound? You know, sound has moved the world since the beginning of time. People communicated through sound before words, you know, before words were even invented. So to have that gift is like a powerful gift. So I'm like, that would be my major question too, to a producer or a person who works at that level of production. Like, where does that inspiration come from? How do you reach down inside yourself and make something like a Human Nature? You know, Michael Jackson, like a Marvin Gaye, like a Curtis Mayfield. You know, like Quincy Jones went in and did all that. Like, where does that come from?
Exactly. Diva, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you got Dynamite over there. Go ahead and run that for everybody. I want everybody to hear this. This is serious.
Most definitely. Let's get into a double play by Sunset Music. We're going to go ahead and pay some bills. You're now live on Step the Game Up Saturday with Spacey's J. Diva Ebony B. Sunset Terrace Music. Make sure you call us up 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing.
PR, marketing, and promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Groovy will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Rhyming the texture, 50 bars, layman terms, rhyming scripture. Sick like stars, 15 germs, so who's the next star? Savor the flavor in steel canisters. Damaging ya like Deruga Damager. Danger, danger, full steel, metal rapper. Hardcore to Christian Christ, still my savior. Three boys on the climb as night breeze, the flow freakers. Remind you of the good times like JJ, cause we are.
Stay fresh. The images in your mind like a lyrical paintbrush. I don't drink much, never blaze the Dutch. What people say about me never faze me much. Talking cheap like Omar, I'm in too deep. You cats pour me, got me falling fast asleep. Talking all that junk, throwing in the trash heap. Got cats are all clones like Dolly the Sheep. I bring it original with me like any other. Your bamas bring the parquet, I bring the butter. I don't push your bins with platinum or make millions. No video will still get you hype like Williams. On a mission to Mars, spitting 16 bars. As a kid, I was told to shoot for the stars. Cats break a piggy bank, taking money out of jars. Cause they want to hear me blow, they tired of amateurs.
Never needed awards, certificates, or medals. My voice glycerin, my tongue is a flame. Whether it's my bun or the game, I'm destined to hit consecutive hits. It's just words from the skinny author. They call the kid dynamite like I'm Jimmy Walker. I'm just a penny thorter. Punchlines got so many thorter that on a penny off one, I make plenty off them, like a milli off them. Meanwhile, y'all get deals to imitate the Milli Vanilli offers. LOL, you guys be fake. What case? S-O-D, I-D-K, B-L-Z, B-L-Z, the bankroll had me R-O-F-L-M-A-O, the G-2-G, see me fly well and see you get your weight up, C-C-Y-L.
Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. More music, in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back-to-back and beat-to-beat, this is Phenomenal Radio.
Hey, DJ!
Just one DJ. No commitment. No regret. A one-night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Here we go. Of audio bliss.
Oh, DJ, are you
Phenomenal Radio.
Derrick rose to the test with loads of patience. Blocked out in cages, his soul is aging. Yeah. Bust through your limits, broken bowls of penance. Bust through your holes and explode like Emmett. Come on. See toes tapping 80 beats per minute. Yeah. Tear through your ligaments and pose for Guinness. Come on. Put the clamp on your person, I'm certain it's curtain. Working them kids that are jerking and burping. Getting dirty like child's play, the facts are certain. Don't ever bother daddy when daddy's working. My crew too deep to abandon what's lurking. Peek over flames, the terrain ain't working. This is my house, y'all's in it like tenants. Sons hating me before I finish my sentence. Oh, that draws in a minute with a taste of endurance. They can kiss my bumper like Senate insurance. While y'all smoking cigs and swigs and sort of knocked out. T-Dex is on the rebound and you ballers are blocked out. Your blood dead. Your blood dead.
Your blood dead. I had a shoulder do the flow, smooth like a mouse. Couldn't remember nothing, so I wrote blacked out. Houston, we have a problem, don't flow the lacked out. Had writer's block, aka lyrics blocked out. Did it anyway, cash money in route. Pulled up at the show, but my view was blocked out. Crowds on my rap before I even hopped out. Cabin reinforced to keep them blocked out. Who's hot in the biz? Well, the truth is blocked out. The crew's making moves, so you dudes are blocked out. Flows East Coast, but the crowd is blocked out. The mic had a glitch, so some flows are blocked out. Dudes hot to try, sharp enough to catch trout. Don't bum rush the stage, or you'll get blocked out. Fools bringing trouble, had to get locked out. blocked out. Crews rolling in numbers and packing our blocked out. Boys come to me, pass the mixtape out. Bouncers did work and had them dudes blocked out. I gave a boy my telly, I said hit me at the house. But cuz couldn't reach me cuz dude was blocked out.
Wanna be thug, I block out. Came too late, had to pour the chalk out. Never voted once in your life, you block out. Dude beating up on your wife, you block out. Shorty pitch you on pause before you pulled your sock out. No condom, no sex means you get blocked out. No education, no job, you block out. On the prowl trying to steal and rob, you block out. Bomb strapped to your body, you block out. Knuckleheads trying to fight at my party, you block out. Not taking care of your kids, you block out. Did a crime, now you doing the bid, you block out. Back in the day, if you wasn't white, you got blocked out. Now, if you said something racist, you get blocked out. Came through, blocked out, cleared the block out. Now, that's why you ignorant, get blocked out.
You want to show your
92-year-old grandma or something, you know, before, you know, it's like a bucket list thing for her to see something like that. So what was you guys' opinion of that? Like, how do you, can you describe the experience of shooting that video?
Well, the experience of shooting that video was just amazing. I mean, it's kind of like when you do music, it's good to have, like, the audio, but it's even more amazing to have, like, the visual of the music that you put together. So we definitely enjoy shooting videos, and we're going to continue to shoot some more. For example, our next single, King Tut, we just finished up production on that video. So definitely look out for that one. And all the videos we shot, you can definitely go on YouTube and just type in Sunset Tour, and you know, you'll see all our videos come up.
That's right, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just throwing loose. Yeah, for everybody listening, yeah, if you want to check out Sunset Terrace's videos, and I'll give you one better. You want to check out every Sunset Terrace video ever, just go to YouTube, type in the search browser, Nightbreed, ENT. All one word, Nightbreed, ENT, spell it, just how it sounds. Every video that Sunset Terrace and LK and Tilden and just everybody, you'll have a bunch of videos on your plate, and you can just eat everything, you know. And Dynamite is in there, it's crispy, looks good, and everything. So go check those out, especially Dynamite. What would you say is your favorite video that you shot? You know, because let me give you a little background, everybody. LK is mostly the guy that does all our videos, right? If I'm not mistaken, is we haven't really brought in nobody outside of you, right? So, yeah. So, what would you say is like your favorite video to shoot? You know, by you being the director and everything.
My favorite video.
Yeah.
I would have to say Archways would be my favorite, just for all that we went through getting that video shot. We actually shot that video on location in Washington, D.C. at Union Station. So while we was up there shooting the video, we had to deal with the onlookers and the crowd, the people coming by asking questions and wanting to get, you know, Wi-Fi being the video and all that stuff. Then we had to worry about being chased by security out there, because most of the videos we shoot, yeah, we do it guerrilla style. You know, we don't have no time to sit there and try to get, permits and all this stuff to shoot videos and stuff. So we just go guerrilla style, we just go up there, we just start shooting and just try to make a lovely video. What happens, happens.
Yeah. So tell them, like, being an artist, what would you say was your favorite video to have shot, to be in?
Yeah, I would say the Archways video, mainly because that was such a tight track, and I think King really brought it out in the video, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in just the whole technical, the cinematography of it, you know, the way he had us, you know, blurred in and blurred, you know, coming in blurring and coming in clear and stuff like that. It was just really technical, and it really brought out, you know, our lyrics. It brought out, you know, what we were saying, you know what I mean? It just really brought out the track. So, and I really enjoyed shooting that video for some reason, you know, like King mentioned, it was on site, you know, and everybody was looking around and whatnot, trying to figure out what was going on, like we were superstars or something. But,
yeah, shout out to Taylor, who came through and shot that day too. Taylor, yeah, Taylor was, I ain't spoke to him since, but yeah, Taylor was yeah, a big help. You know, he was holding the camera, and he got a steady hand. So shout out to Taylor. Shout out to my niece Tamara, who's in Detroit. She was on site for that too as well.
Yeah,
I'd like to also give a shout out.
Yeah, my brother Bryce. He was a big help on the set too. He did a whole lot, and you know, helped with the camera work too.
Shout out to Bryce. Bryce don't count. Bryce is everywhere we shoot.
Yeah,
Bryce is like another member of the group. Like, Bryce don't count.
Bryce an extra man in the group. You just don't ever hear him talk. No, matter of fact, Bryce is on every record in the back. He don't say nothing, but he's there. You know he's
there.
Yeah,
he's always there.
Bryce just told me, just texted me and told me to tell you that they say
shit. Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Oh, wow. Is that serious? You got to cut him? You got to cut Bryce? I'm playing.
He texted me and said he would play this for me. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, tell him, go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, I'd like to answer the question that was asked earlier regarding where creativity comes from, you know, in a producer.
Yeah,
I don't think I actually got a chance to answer that.
Yeah,
coming from my perspective, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, is trial and error. Although some of it, you know, some of it, at least for me anyway, some of it, you know, you have an idea at the beginning and it flows all the way through to the completion. But I would say most of my, you know, my creations are trial and error. What it means by you try certain things, it doesn't work out, you scrap it, you go somewhere, go in another direction. As far as production of the music goes, you know what I mean? As far as sampling goes, you would throw something in there, okay, that might work, and you throw something else in there, now it doesn't work, you know what I mean? That goes with, that's whether you're using bass riff, the different types of bass riffs you may be using, or selecting samples, beat patterns, you know, whatever. It's all trial and error. And to be honest with you, I think the best producers in the world go through that same process where, you know, they're just throwing stuff out there. You know, you may start out with something, but it eventually doesn't get to go to post-production and end up scrapping it and doing something else. But you just never hear that. You know what I mean? You never hear about that happening. You know,
yeah.
So that's, for me, that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you 100%. I mean, me, I'm not really the producer. You know, I'm more of the I write and write and write some more. So I leave that production thing to you guys. But and you do it so well that I don't need to produce ever in life.
Hey,
but
hey,
I love you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say too, because I know earlier you were talking about Dynamite and where I got that sample from Dynamite.
Yeah, where is that from exactly? Like, what Betamax VHS tape did you get that off of?
That's what I want to say. Is that when I produce, I try to use like all the tools at my disposable. I mean, all the tools at my disposal. So I might get a sample from like a Betamax tape or a VHS tape or like an example of Dynamite. I found that sample while surfing on the internet on YouTube when I came across a video. I think it was a comedy video of some comedian doing some stand-up comedy, and that's where I actually got that sample from for Dynamite. So I be grabbing samples from anywhere and everywhere.
So you sample like
that particular
comedy.
Sample, I got it off YouTube.
Took a sample out of a comedy, out of a comedian's routine, and sampled it and made a hip hop song that turned into a video that turned into Reggie singing on the hook, and yeah,
that's
I just want to illustrate that whole chain that goes on when you're doing music. For those who don't do music that tune in and listen, you know that whole chain of events that goes on is almost like it's science. It's nuclear fission and fusion. It's atoms being created and destroyed. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And it's just me talking as an artist that gets the beat and I write to it. You know, it's just crazy. I want to throw this question out here to you guys as well as Jada Rillis. You still online? I hope Jada Rillis is still here.
Definitely, man. I'm soaking up the knowledge, man. I'm like I said, I'm a fairly younger artist. So, you know, when the OGs are speaking, I learned, you know, this is the whole thing about the think tank. You know, we don't have none of these in any areas, righteousness, music, or anything. You know, you need to be able to, don't really matter what you've been through. You know, when somebody is in your presence who then been there and done it before you, it's really time to just be quiet and listen.
I feel you, man. I'm gonna ask you for your personal answer to this question. You can answer it, and then you can be quiet and soak it up some more. But I'm gonna ask you real quick. You guys, Sunset Terrace, as well as Jada Realist, because you guys are all artists. And this is just, you know, for people to get an idea, understanding of what type of people you are on a personal note. If you could take, and it's a hypothetical question here, if you could take any new artist that's coming out now, where no matter how successful, how famous, whatever, as well as any, oh, I don't want to say old, but any artist that you've been, I'll say any artist that influenced you or any artist that you came up listening to. So one artist that you came up listening to, one artist that's more of a new artist now that's just coming out, one of each, who would you take? I'm going to start with LK.
Oh, wow, you start with me. I would say artists coming up from back in the day that had a big influence on me.
No, I'm sorry. Let me throw one more wrench on this. It's either okay. you could take, I'm gonna twist it a little bit further. Not necessarily they got to still be alive. It could be living or dead.
Living or dead.
Living or deceased. And why, of course, why? You want why.
Okay, first I'm going to say, coming up, I'm going to have to say A Tribe Called Quest coming up, just because I like the whole vibe that they had when they came out. And when they came out, they was being themselves, and they was different, and they was, like, unlike anybody else when they came out. So I would say them coming up, you know, that they had a big effect on me. And I said, right now,
any of these new little youngins is coming out now.
Any of these new youngins.
Any of these new little young knuckleheads. No, I'm just playing. Anybody that's new that just came out within the last year, I'll say.
I'm just going to say somebody that's new that probably a whole lot of people never heard of. You know, because he's not really, really mainstream. But I really like J Electronica.
Oh, yeah. J-Lo.
Yeah, I really dig
big shout out to
flow of what he's doing with the music and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to Jay. Yeah, he's
awesome.
Yeah,
also, let me understand.
Yeah.
Another group that I like a whole lot that, they're not having a group no more, but the albums they did, I dig a lot. And that was, Little Brother. Yeah,
man.
That was Little Brother.
Right, yeah, Little Brother. Let's go to Taylor, what you think, man? Who would you take?
Yeah, well, from back in the day, I would take hands down probably Talib Kweli, and I could probably go further back than that, but that's my man right there, mainly because of his whole style, his whole persona, something that just attracted me to really liking him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As an artist. And to be honest with you, right now, I don't really listen. Second. My phone's about to die. I need to put this thing in the wall. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. Can you guys?
All right, let's go. Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Okay, yeah, so as far as now, I don't really listen to mainstream hip-hop. So I don't even know who's out there coming out. But to be honest with you, I do know one artist that's coming up right now that's hot to death. He goes by the name of J. Biggs. And you guys ought to look out for that dude. Look out for the Jay-Ziatic CD, because this dude is hot. And I'm not even lying, to be honest with you.
That's what's up.
Come on, man. I don't count. Like,
no, seriously. Let me tell you.
You always counting somebody out. Like, everybody counts. Everybody got to
eat. Oh,
everybody
man.
Got to
be modest over here, man. I'm trying to tell
hey,
you.
Hey, humble.
Man.
No, seriously.
Humble.
My spot blown up like dynamite. Oh, man.
But
yeah.
You asked why, though. You want to also know
go
why.
Ahead, why,
right?
Yeah.
So the reason why. Is because this dude's writing skills is so over the top, man. I mean, this dude can flow, he can deliver, but not just that, he can actually, you know, he makes sense when he pieces stuff together. His pentameter, it's not elementary, it's complex, if you know what I'm talking about, your delivery, the way you structure your words. And this is the things that I've always enjoyed from J. Biggs, as well as guys like Karis, One Common, Talib Kweli, even a little Jay-Z. You know, and you sort of remind me of guys like that. So that would be the answer to that question.
Bird. Yeah. Man, I'm all.
Yeah, let me just piggyback on that too. When I literally said that Jay's work ethic is like off the chart, also and whatnot. I mean, you get this guy a track, and you can definitely know that you're gonna get that track back with some lyrics that probably would take like any other artist like probably like months to write. This guy could throw a dope, meaningful verse together in like a week. Well, not even a week, actually like 20 minutes.
Come on, man. Like, nah, man, it's not that. Yeah, I mean, I
look,
try.
Yeah,
I try my hardest.
Yeah, look at him, yeah.
I
can't even deny that one.
You know, I put my thing together, but it's not even about me right now, man. It's about the other artists on the come up, man. Shout out to everybody who's doing their thing. And Jada Rillis, who would you pay? Who would you pay?
Man, you know what? Honestly, man, if I could, I would have everybody go listen to some of my tracks and then I'd have you ask the question again. You know what I'm saying? Because I would definitely like to hear myself with the group that I'm about to name. But if I had to pick somebody who was mainstream nowadays to go along with this group, I'd have to... Well, first, the group would have to be Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be
the
Arrested Development.
And with... what's the girl? I forgot the girl's name.
Yeah, I'm not sure of everybody's name. You know, I ain't trying to disrespect nobody, but that's where I came up. You know, how I came up. You know, I came up off of that type of listening feel of hip hop and music. You know, that type of message, but still carried that feel of you know, that vibe of happiness, like you were saying, that summertime Will Smith type of flow type of thing, you know, that Sunday morning feel good type of flow. And
shout out to them too, as a matter of fact, you know, for their contributions to hip hop. I think a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, that they were kind of ahead of their time a little bit, you know, with some of the things they were talking about, like Mr. Wendell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you really don't find, like, at that time it was like we were Afrocentric and we were trying to be, you know, pride and everything like that. But then it was like they came out with a song about like Mr. Wendell who's homeless or whatever, and it's kind of like it's not about my pride. You know what I mean?
It's about actually being humble and knowing that everything that you have is a gift, and a lot of other people don't have it, you know, and understanding that place, because everything is place, you know. If you feel like, hey, I can pass a meal, but this person is hungry, and you give that meal, you know, out of your heart, it's just like giving the meal of music. And us as artists, we know that's how we write to feed people, you know, this good music, this food. So I think I would have to say, if I wanted to I like to hear like Arrested Development featuring Lupe Fiasco. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that.
Okay.
I think that'd be like a cool lyrical vibe, because I think, like, me personally, that's what type of music I like to make. I like to make music from different genres and different levels, but at the same time, I like that feel-good feeling, you know, that I'm finna wake up Sunday morning, throw this on, it's gonna start my day before I go to church, before, you know, Friday, before I go to mosque, or wherever, you know, however you do your thing, you know, I think that's the type of vibe I would like to hear.
Yeah, shout out to Lupe Fiasco, you know what I'm saying? I definitely find that, you know, that's a smart brother, and I definitely find myself patterning a lot of things that I say or a lot of things that I try to write. I try to pattern it. Me and him think very similar to each other as far as tracks, writing tracks is concerned. I'm going to go ahead and answer this question myself, you know, since everybody threw me out there. I got to answer the question now. Honestly, I'm keep it all the way 1,000. I'm going to keep it real. I think my biggest influence, the guy that I love, probably every song he's ever made,
the guy that a lot of people want to compare me to would be Nas. I would love to do something with Nas. Nas, if you listening to me, boy, holler at me. Because I think we got some work.
That's real.
And definitely, I would definitely do a song with the now deceased. And my shout out to her, rest in peace, to Amy Winehouse. For you know, just to get that vibe, you know, because she was an artist. She was high, but she was an artist at the end of the day. And I love you know, the things that she did with music, as you know. And I look at her as like the predecessor to the Lady Gaga's and the Taylor Swift and what's that girl name? I just drew a blank that fast. Yeah, she's like the predecessor to those, and the Katy Perry's and whatnot. She's like the predecessor to those for me. So I want to work original, the original Amy Winehouse and the champion, the king of New York, the best rapper I've ever heard, Nas. You know, screw what everybody else thinks. That's my pick. But yeah, let's get into a Nas track with Amy Winehouse, matter of fact. And they work with each other and they left me out the joint. Let's get into that. Terry Wine.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? On the count of my lifestyle's perception, it made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool to ask? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator, and that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, with this, an immaculate version of me and my bitch, my Biggie, with all respect, 'cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey, yo, Salam.
yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good.
For sure, life is real good. Big shout out to Nas and big shout out to rest in peace to Amy Winehouse for that gem right there, that jewel, cherry wine. One of my favorite, actually two of my favorite people that I've ever heard, you know what I'm saying? And for everybody who's listening, who's tuning in, we got Sunset Terrace in the building, and I want to encourage everybody to go get that Life is Good album by Nas, you know, one of the greatest to ever do it, you know what I mean? One of his songs on his album is called Bye Baby, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, you know. I gotta refocus, man. One of his songs on the album is called Bye Baby, which is a song that's about basically him losing his wife, Khalees, and things just, you know, going awry and everything that happened with that. So I want to segue that into this question here. What would you guys, I mean, if you guys was on a boat in the middle of the ocean, nah, I'm just playing. If you guys are both have your families and whatnot, children and everything like that. So, like, I just basically, when how can I say this? Would you ever do a song like that? Would you ever get driven to that point? And if not, why?
We don't get to the phone line, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hello, sir. You guys in the building?
Yeah, we here.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. You know, run that question for me.
Yeah. What did you say the song was about? You said it was about.
Bye Baby by Nas, you know, about him and his ordeal with Khalees. So I just want to, you know, touch on that. Like, you guys are family, you know, family guys and everything like that. So, you know, God forbid you have to go through something like that. What would you do, like, you know, as far as, like, musically? You know, would you make the record like Bye Baby where you put all your pain in your music? Or, like, what would you do?
Well, for me, I mean, music is like therapy for me. And as you know, I did the solo joint, Unsolved, which was all dedicated to me losing my brother. My brother got murdered right around the house. I mean, my brother got murdered right around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
And that, like, totally just destroyed my world. And it took me a while to get out of that depressed state. And to actually doing that album, Unsolved, is dedicated to him, kind of like got me back focused and kind of like brought me out of that depressed state. So for me, music is therapeutic.
Okay, so where can we find that Unsolved album? Like, where, you know, where can you get that from? For the people that don't know.
Yeah, you can find Unsolved. It's on iTunes and on CD Baby, as well as all the Such a Terror stuff.
Yeah. So for everybody listening, you got a Prelude to Sons of Terrace, you got Sunrise, but you also got LK, who did a solo album called Unsolved, which is in the memory of his murdered brother, the case and the case surrounding that, which features Tilden Dexter, features Daray, and it also features Rust in Peace Sam Smith.
Yeah.
On the hook on a couple of joints. So go to CD Baby, go to iTunes, check that out, see if you know, pick that up, support that. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. David, what we got? David? Mic check?
Oh, my bad. I'm steady talking. Well, I'm muting myself. I got to stop doing that. The Tory Miller was on the line, actually, so we're going to wait for them to call in. You got 3 minutes left to call into the show at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to give a big shout out to LK and Fatilda and J Biggs for always doing it real and having good lyrical content in the music. And not only that, putting out music that not just touched my soul, but just touched me in a way to motivate me and give me some things to think about. Education is the most important thing, so y'all make sure y'all support them and go cop the album there.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Jay, let me just say too, because I know earlier y'all talked about all the victims that was affected by Hurricane Sandy, and I just wanted to say that we're working on a acoustic album with some of the songs off of Sunrise. In the acoustic form, and we plan on releasing that album very soon. And all the proceeds from that album, we're going to donate to the Red Cross to kind of like give back and help out with the rebuilding and the people that's been affected by Hurricane Sandy. So definitely look out there for the next coming weeks, and definitely show your support by picking that up. And like I said, all the proceeds will be going to help those victims out.
Wow. Yeah, I ain't. Wow. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. Dang, I ain't even know about that. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Because we got to give back, you know, and that's the main thing is, you know, we got to show our support and whatnot. And that's what's up, you know, be on the lookout for acoustic version of Sunrise. Be on the lookout for that. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we got a couple of tracks. Yeah, we can do that. That's yeah, and we all need to give back, man. It's very important, you know. So everybody listening, hit the Red Cross, hit up, you know, whatever, however you can, just donate to those people. I'm sorry? Okay. Yeah, just donate to those people, and we need to keep them in our prayers, man. I want to thank Sunset Terrace Music for coming on. You know, my peoples, LK and Tilden Dexter. Shout out to my new little homie, CG, you know what I mean, out in Texas. We got some things coming with him. Y'all go support Sunrise, the new album on iTunes by Sunset Terrace. Go support the old album, Prelude to Sunset. Support the next one, too. I think it's called Twilight. Support that one. You know what I mean? But definitely.
Back to the Future.
Oh, well, yeah. Back to the Future by CG, my little man CG. You know what I mean? A new artist on the come up, Christian artist out of Texas, Christian rapper out of Texas. You know what I mean? Very talented, very very in touch with God, I say that. That's my, yeah.
He's got more spirit in him than a little bit. So support him and follow Sunset Terrace on Twitter. Sunset Terrace, T-E-R-R, Sunset Terror Music. And follow him on Facebook, too. You know, support good music. Support hip-hop. That's how I feel. Till the